As you raise Jesus from the grave, resurrect in me faith, hope, and love that I may live in praise of you. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim, Ray DeVito, beautiful. Yay. Thank you very much. Of course, this is Joyce's roommate. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com/feedback to interact live with us. We'll talk to Ray in a second, and we'll cover the party that he was at, of course, over this weekend. First, the big news. Other people are hooking up. It wasn't just me and Chenda this weekend. Mm-hmm. Pamela Anderson and Michael Jackson.
Oh, shut
what?
Up.
They're dating.
No. Yeah, right.
They were very chatty.
They're dating, of course.
Pamela was being her usual flirty self, and Michael seemed to be responding. Michael plucked up the courage to ask Pammy out on a second date, and
wait,
she was more than happy to accept.
How can you tell that Michael Jackson is excited?
His nose fell off. We're told they went out for coffee at Country Mart in Malibu and looked very comfortable with each other. I think it's fair to say when somebody's very comfortable.
And coffee. I'm dating so many people right now.
They chatted about Michael turning 50, his new album, and their kids.
How do they know? Who's spying so hard?
She has two kids, I think, and he has about 250 around the world. And he seemed genuinely interested in Pamela. So there you go. I also read somewhere that Pamela Anderson carries those balloons around, and he was going to use those to lure in kids.
Is he... Wow, is this his beard now? Like, what's the...
I don't know. His beard, yeah. I don't know. Lindsay Lohan is doing a little more commenting on her MySpace, talking about politics this time, and the future vice president's granddaughter or daughter, or however you look at
it. Did you hear about this?
Oh, about the girl being, like, unwed and pregnant?
Yeah, but her mother's trying to cover it up. Like, well, now she's unwed and pregnant, but apparently this happened before, and the mom pretended, like, the daughter wasn't ever pregnant, pretended that she was pregnant and had a baby, but when really it's her daughter's baby. Yeah. So this is the second time this is happening. They found the guy's MySpace. He's, like, kind of half... thuggish, but, you know,
so the vice, the possible future vice president, like, was pretending like she was just having a kid?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago
scandalous.
That was.
I like them. All of a sudden, I like the Republican Party.
And apparently, like, that kid has Down syndrome or some sort of, like, birth defect.
Well, it should. it only fits the picture.
It does fit because she's a little too old to have a baby. So,
well, everybody's saying that now the kid's having a baby for sure. You know, the other one they say is speculation, but this is true. Obviously, the daughter, and they're very strict Republicans, and the daughter's having a baby, of course, out of wedlock. You know, about to be a single mom. Lindsay Lohan has to comment. She's fine. She has her life together. This is from her MySpace, her typing it.
Wait, how did they find
Lindsay? She commented on MySpace?
Yes.
Doesn't she know that Facebook is now the big deal?
I've been watching the news all morning, like everyone else, and I keep hearing about the issues related to teen pregnancy. It's all related to Sarah Palin and her 17... Is it Palin or Palin, by the way?
I don't know.
Sarah Palin and her...
We're telling Jesse what you don't know.
Yeah. And her 17-year-old unmarried pregnant daughter. Well, I think the real problem comes from the fact that we are taking the focus off of getting to know Sarah Palin and her political views and what she can do to make our country a less destructive place. It's distracting from the real issues, the real everyday problems that this country experiences.
Oh, my God. Please, somebody quiz her on three of the things.
Name one. I am concerned. You can even be generic like everybody else and go healthcare. I will count that. Now name two. I spotted you, healthcare. I am concerned with the fact that Sarah Palin brought the attention to her daughter's pregnancy rather than all world issues and what she believes she should possibly do to change them if elected. Well, in all fairness, she probably does say her issues.
And
you didn't
hear
them on Entertainment Tonight.
She's probably also trying to not talk about this baby thing.
She watches Entertainment Tonight and it goes, up next was Lindsay in rehab, and she doesn't know. She's going to be like, oh, I got to stay tuned after the commercial.
How do the Republicans, like, let this, like, still pick this lady?
Don't
you think that would have been, like, something to, like, blow the whistle on? Like, all right, wait a minute. Like, that would have...
Maybe they didn't know either.
Why look into it so deep?
Yeah, why look at their family? They're only going to be our vice presidential candidate. Like, didn't they see Black Sheep with Chris Farley? Don't you know how this story ends?
I get Sarah Palin's views against abortion, but I'd much rather prefer to hear more about what she can do for our country rather than how her daughter is going to have a child no matter what. Yeah, she's going to help enforce the fact that we're going to have a very, very conservative Supreme Court, and you will not be able to have an abortion if you want to.
Lindsay.
How about that, Lindsay? On another note, the whore says, the last note, quite frankly. I heard a woman say on Today on NBC that teens are feeling as if they have to grow up faster. Really? Because I think that girls that are choosing to be sexually active and are making a conscious decision to grow up faster.
Can I see your crotch again, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's the same thing, dumb dunce. They're choosing to smoke weed. I didn't say the earth made them do it. Yes, they're growing up too fast. I think that parents need to recognize how important it is to talk to their children about the thing. You don't talk to your parents. Your dad is estranged.
How is getting pregnant a sign of maturity, though? Like, really?
Mm-hmm. I think that parents need to recognize how important it is to talk to their children about the things that can result from being sexually active if they aren't protecting themselves. Birth control, condoms, etc. You know, other things.
Pulling out.
So those are the thoughts of the day. Enjoy the music. Smiley face. XOXO.
Swallowing.
Mm-hmm. Many times. Well,
there's a lot of options.
Let's just say etc. Let's just say etc. They're Keith and Kanda. I'm a 17-year-old straight girl living with herpes. Oh, that's sad. Ray, you have herpes? Oh.
No, right. I don't.
No, I didn't get it from somewhere else. I was born with it.
Sucks.
Wow, what a way to be born. I've had breakouts on my mouth since I was about 8 years old. Oof. You guys and many other people always make fun of people with herpes.
No, we don't.
No, we've never. Never.
Well, I don't know.
I've never made fun of people with herpes. No.
I don't remember.
If I say there's far too many people have herpes and everybody's acting like nobody has herpes. Tests are coming out saying you have some kind of, over 80% of people have some kind of herpes. And I'll see this.
Isn't a cold sore a herpes, though?
Yeah.
I think form of herpes.
And I think that goes with the statistic. Like, that's why 80% of people have it.
My grandma had herpes then.
And so, guess what? So did the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You go down on somebody with a cold sore, right?
Yeah, I don't think people know that. Did you know that? If somebody has a cold sore and they get near your junk, you now have the official herpes.
No.
Like, mouth herpes aren't a big deal. Yeah.
No, well, then my grandma was
uncool
with me.
Oh, she gave
you
herpes? No. Uncool with me. I thought coolest grandma. I say worst grandma.
Yeah.
No, never. No, I think it's funny being at comedy clubs or seeing comedy shows. And if you say anything, if you say a gonorrhea joke or a crab joke or something like that, it's like, if you say herpes, everybody laughs. It's fine. It's something I'm noticing. Everybody's fine with it. They all know what a herpes sore looks like. When Dave Chappelle did that sketch about disease, I think like diseases came out and it was like a kid's show and there's this giant herpes.
Oh.
It was a herpes.
Spinal tab. Come on. Spinal tab had like the best herpes thing. They all had herpes. Like they all had the cold sores all over their mouth.
And
it's funny.
The dude comes out and he looks like a herpes sore and right away, like the whole audience knew. How does everybody know what herpes looks like?
Well, there also are enough commercials out now.
They're not showing herpes. They're showing bike riding. They don't go, here's a picture of herpes. Those are sexy commercials.
That's true. Now, it makes you want to exercise.
That's what people heard. That's what this girl heard. Yeah. I'm laughing at you for having herpes.
All those STD commercials just tells me to stay away from kayaks.
Right. Where are you getting it?
Yeah.
Keith, you stay in your house. Herpes free since 74. This doesn't offend me. It just scares me, she says, that I'm laughing. I've never had a boyfriend in my life because of this. Whenever someone asks me out, I automatically say no. How am I supposed to date someone when they say, oh, yeah, I have herpes? Do you guys think it's something I should tell guys when they ask me out, or should I try to date someone and then tell them? I'm at a loss of what to do because of the way people with herpes are always made fun of. Nobody's telling. You know what? Sorry.
Like you don't.
You don't tell them. You don't sorry. Tell you don't tell them.
Nobody's telling. Your two choices were the good choices. Nobody's going to tell you this. Nobody's telling nobody. Nobody's telling nobody. You don't know? You think people are telling? 1/4 of New York City has herpes. I haven't overheard one conversation in a bar about just to put this on the table. Okay. Nobody's telling nobody.
Okay, wait a second. Here's what I think. I think easy. Let's just.
And I won't get one email about this. I will not get one bad email about saying this. Keith, you're a piece of shit. I won't get one.
I don't know.
Or if I do, it's from somebody that really doesn't have herpes. Now I'm going to get the emails.
How about the vice president not telling the Republican Party that she had a pregnant daughter?
Can we focus on that and not Keith not telling somebody he has herpes?
Well,
just saying, people keep secrets.
Loose lips.
Loose lips sink ships, literally.
Loose cold sip lord, cold sword lips.
Well, here's what I think. You can't just tell her to go spread her herpes. I think that she should, like, she's only 17 years old. There's a lot of online communities, and there is a herpes community out there. Why don't you join them? A lot of them want to date, like, a lot of yous want to date yous so that you're not spreading some different thing. Maybe you and the gen and the warts community can get together for mixers or something. But why doesn't she go to that, date people from there? Then she gets their story, how do you tell someone, blah, blah, blah. Go be with your own.
She's like, I don't want to date anyone with herpes. I don't want to date anyone with herpes. I'm not some freak. Come on.
How'd this start? Are you breaking out now? Are you breaking out? Let me see.
What's on your lip? Never mind.
Sorry, this is the world you live in. It's up to buyer beware, I say. You can get a clue that somebody has herpes. When a dude gets herpes, and you go, hey, where do you think you got herpes, though? Be honest. They know. They go, I got it from this chick. I know. Like, she told you? I'm like, no, but I know. The shit she said, the way she said it, the way she was dressed.
The way she talks.
The way she talks. You know, you probably got herpes.
The way she talks with her sore on her lip.
You get a clue. This is a fun girl. And you decided to do it anyway.
It's like, oh, she's dirty.
Buyer beware. It's not their fault for selling shit. For selling tainted shit.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, soccer mom. My 62-year-old grandma got hepatitis from a blood transfusion in 88. It lied dormant for over 20 years. Everybody got something. And you think the grandma's telling? No, she lived her life.
Wow.
Look at me. So if I'm asking to blow you in the basement bathroom, you know what I mean? You're rolling the dice.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
You go to fun basement.
No, I'm talking about this grandma.
Oh, okay.
No, nobody's telling. You might ask if kids in school haven't noticed, she says. Luckily, I only get breakouts about 4 times a year and usually during vacations, so I've only had a cold sore once at school. I was 10 and I told someone who asked that my brother punched me in the mouth.
How big is that cold sore?
But what
pussy
like
is your brother? And then my brother's been getting beat up for the last 4 years.
my brother punched me and I have a pimple on my lip.
I didn't know that everybody associates cold sores on the face with just herpes. I mean, I didn't even know that that was associated
with herpes
for
the longest
until
time.
My adult life.
I didn't know until I was in New York City.
I had no idea.
Like somebody told me, and then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was about to make out with the chick, and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, what's that? That's the cold sore. I'm like, that's herpes. And then I looked it up, and that is herpes.
Wow.
Anyways, what do you guys suggest I do? I just fucking said. Open your ears, not your mouth. I don't want to be alone forever. Thanks, Ash. Yeah, you gotta. Aww. What can I tell you? Maybe in the future, everybody knows everybody has herpes. But until then, nah, it's their fault. Pay attention.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not AIDS. It's herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, they give a shit. They have it.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep with both of you guys after the show.
Oh, it's fine. Please. Nobody cares. Remember when Amy Winehouse went to the hospital in July for a reaction to anti-drug medication? I don't, but I guess she did. Turns out Amy really smoked her face off for 36 hours. That led doctors to believe she is now permanently brain damaged.
Oh, I saw this story. Yeah.
So what do you guys think now, maybe? Maybe that weed could affect you? Maybe. Medics are worried Amy's brain was damaged by the cannabis overdose. She displayed symptoms normally associated with schizophrenia.
Wow, now we're thinking she's crazy?
Yeah, right. I know. Like, she had it all together before. Like, oh.
And I understand she's doing other drugs. I know she's doing crack and stuff. But they got her brain waves from before, and they have her brain waves from after. They're like, we made you retarded.
They're pinpointing weed with all the heroin, and, like, she supposedly smoked crack, and it's weed?
They're doctors. Doctors are amazing.
Oh,
the future is bleak, bleak, bleak. The dad does everything he can to protect his daughter, but his explanation for Amy's hospital dash in July was simply untrue. She had smoked an inhuman amount of hash, which resulted in acute cannabis poisoning.
Did they say that the father has been doing everything he can?
Everything he can do.
What?
You have to take a
everything. Everything you can do is like smacking the crack pipe at her hand.
This is a quote. You have to take a shitload of pot to suffer that severe reaction.
The doctor said that? This is the same doctor that's measuring brain waves? Like, yeah, you took a shitload of pot.
Don't you want a doctor to tell you how it is?
It's a street drug. I'm going to talk to you in street terms.
You skanky hoe. Yeah. Like, for example, if you fucked Amy Winehouse and the doctor said you had herpes.
Well, you would not be surprised. You'd be like, that's it?
Is Amy Winehouse to blame? No. Or are you to blame? buyer beware when it comes to the herpes. Buyer beware.
You're getting out pretty pretty good if you only get herpes.
did you have fun this weekend, Ray?
I did.
Wasn't our wedding beautiful, if I may brag?
It was beautiful. It was awesome.
Did you know that there was going to be a ceremony at all, or was that a surprise?
No, I did not know there would be a ceremony. It was lovely.
It was nice. It was a two-parter because we forgot our rings.
Yeah,
we had to run upstairs
yeah.
and come back. It's a weird way to hold a wedding. But, yeah, between the chicken and the ribs.
When you first couldn't find the rings, were you like, God damn it, Strawberry?
You thought the dude we were talking about yesterday took
like,
him.
Strawberry. Damn it, Strawberry.
Yeah, the two uninvited guys, the old guy, I mean half invited, don't get me wrong. I mean two guys I don't know. The old guy and Carlo, which we call Strawberry because he had the hookup on his baseball Strawberry shirt.
It's Daryl Strawberry.
You smoked weed with the King of Weed.
I did smoke. I have a history, though, of doing... dumb what? Shit like that. Smoking weed with inappropriate people. So I'm sure Jesse has pointed out a zillion times.
Jesse likes to point out his friend's faults.
It's absolutely... It's not your fault. You're at a party. Of course, you can do whatever you want. But then I'm like, oh, I should have told everybody. I don't want to owe this dude. I don't want to owe him anything. It's going to be like, dude, I hooked up your friend that one time.
Well, the problem is that not everybody knew that this neighbor of ours wasn't our good friend because...
Yeah, he was holding court. He
right.
was up there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He was in there all the time. We start the toast for our wedding, and somehow he's between us in the center. The pictures are on yesterday's show. He's in every picture.
Yeah, he really, really is. It was amazing. But you had to leave a little bit early because a bunch of the comics left because they had shows that night. Here's what you missed. Do you want to hear?
When you're around the corner and you're hanging out and you're smoking, are you having a good time? Meaning he was annoying me. He kept like leaning in, he just seemed like this shady hustler. He's like, I got the load down. Like to me, that wouldn't even be fun. But is it worth it?
Yeah, no. He was entertaining. Like as we're smoking, he goes, yeah, man. He goes, I'm the king of pot. He goes,
right?
Yeah, he's the king. He goes, dude. I've been smoking weed way longer, way before it was even cool to smoke weed.
Really?
Yeah.
He's 30 years old.
Yeah. Like, weed wasn't around 30 years ago.
It wasn't cool, for sure.
Yeah. Nobody wasn't enjoying weed even more back then.
Yeah.
Before 30 years ago.
So, I believe your mom probably smoked inhumane.
A shitload.
A shitload.
I believe your mom smoked while she was pregnant with you.
Yeah. It's like, I discovered this. You're the Columbus of marijuana. Was that your party?
I want to congratulate Hemda on one of her believable lies. She's getting better, but you came and asked how the party was at the
end. How the party ended.
Yeah. What's up? What
Kenda said good. It ended up horrendous. And me and your buddy, the king of everything, got into a little verbal fight that I really thought was going to turn into a fist fight.
By the way, when you asked me how it was, I freaked the fuck out. I'm like, you said not to talk about this.
Ray up. You can't say that, Ray. You can't say that. He starts talking about he's the king of everything. He's the king of knives, king of guns. He can kill everybody. And I'm like, I said it a couple times until finally I said, you got to stop with that shit. That's enough. Get out. You just told my girlfriend that you're gonna kill everybody because she wanted you to calm down, get out, and it turns into this.
There should be a spot on that camera to turn that red light off.
He's never fucking leaving. This dude's never leaving. Ever. He was smoking weed 7 hours ago. He's not leaving nowhere.
Right. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. You want to be
yes! Yes!
Stop lying.
Yes!
What am I doing wrong?
Holy shit! You just said you would leave if I said yes. The answer is yes, and nobody's on your side. Is that not the word?
Take it easy.
That's almost time to go.
All right. Do you see how it is?
You're doing yourself.
I quit, man. I was trying so hard with you, man.
Listen, you're digging yourself.
I'm digging myself. I'm trying to work with you.
What did
Stop
I do to
it.
You? Bro, what did I do to you? I'm on the phone right here. I'm not.
You're creeping people out, man.
What are you talking about?
You just
we're
tell me
friends.
Tell
you're
me
not
about
friends with everybody.
Anybody.
You just said you're going to kill the party.
You just said
you're at a party and you say I'm gonna kill everybody.
A party that he crashed, by the way.
Right. Yeah, I'll try to offer somebody chicken and some booze.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you and all your friends are dead.
Yeah, I have to shoot you now.
You just said you're gonna kill the party.
You just said that you can kill everybody here tonight.
Is that nice? Yes, she's
no,
serious.
I swear to God.
I heard it. I was here. You guys were talking right in the air.
Listen, I would never say that. I swear to God. Why would I disrespect you like that?
Because you're drinking, you're a little fucked up. Exactly. We were talking about how our friends say that.
Seriously.
Nobody's saying they're going to kill anybody.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
So let's take a break for a night. There's no way to win from you from the get-go. Quit it.
All right, I'm going to ignore you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Listen. Stop.
And then I start taking, it's dark anyway, but we start taking everything in the house. And then you'll hear him say some shit, and you'll hear me, like, out of range and then get louder, because that's when I leave, and I'm like, I can't believe he says what he says, and then I come back into it. But as we're talking, I realize this guy, we were saying this yesterday, will not quit, will just never quit, and we got to be like, all right, party's fucking over, or I'm really going to smack you in the fucking face, and that's very weird because you're my neighbor.
Wait, all right, I'm going to ignore you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not!
Listen,
stop! Listen, for the night!
You
and we'll see each other tomorrow.
Fuck bro. Yeah. I was here way before you all were right. here, bro. Are you serious? You don't know who you're dealing with, bro.
Right out of there. You better listen, shut that shit up
listen,
now.
I
don't know who you're dealing
you.
With. Fuck
listen,
you.
I didn't
stop
respect
it.
You.
Stop it.
I came to you invited
stop
me to
it.
Your fucking party.
And that
bro.
Was my mistake.
Right, exactly.
You don't know
your
who you're
mistake.
Dealing with?
What
is that what you
there?
Said?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Listen, you don't know what you're fucking doing.
Stop it. We were friends a fucking hour ago. Now I don't know who we're dealing with.
Are you fucking serious? I'm
goodbye.
Your fucking neighbor.
Goodbye.
Oh, I was a fucking...
You want to get wrecked? Candyman.
And fine, girls get to do whatever they want, anytime they want. What a fun way to live.
Candyman.
Why are you threatening?
Candyman. You just said it's a threat.
She's saying like Candyman, and I guess is that from the movie Candyman, and maybe like somebody hurt kids, and the kid said Candyman would save the day, but meanwhile Candyman's the worst
know.
Kind of killer.
She was very drunk.
Yeah, I don't know where this candy.
Very
like,
drunk.
All this trauma's going on. I'm like, who's
well,
the
Candyman?
Candy yeah,
like. We're
gonna
put this on Keith and the Girl TV, and
yeah.
you'll be able to actually see it because this wasn't audio taped; it was videotaped. And we took the audio off of it just for
yeah.
the show, but you'll be able to see this.
Oh, the video?
It's
oh.
incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's
yeah.
more to it. And we kept
Newsy's
the Candyman
got...
part because in the background, maybe you can hear, he goes, I'll call my boys and kill everybody.
Oh, geez.
And by this point, I know he's full of shit.
It's Newsy yeah. taking this footage. He's got balls on him. Like, while
right.
people are arguing, it looks like maybe, I mean, this could definitely escalate. The camera is steady as shit. Like he's
right.
just he's just chilling in the background, you know. I mean, if this guy turns around and goes, and this guy's fucking taping something, you know, Newsy can get punched. I love it. Keep rolling, Newsy. And we've said this to him before.
Keep rolling,
yeah,
Newsy.
Yeah, we said on the cruise. He was on our cruise. It was a Keith and the Girl cruise event, and we're like, listen, we're about to get kicked out of this place. Just keep rolling.
I don't
okay.
know.
From
McNally,
follow,
right.
I said, look. Don't worry about it. You have full permission to follow me, escort it out, or
right.
whatever the fuck, and keep that in mind for anything ever. Just follow.
But seriously,
that's Adam.
I don't threaten nobody. I don't threaten nobody until they disrespect me. I came into this fucking party as a nice guy, bro.
Yeah.
I brought my.
You know who this is? These fake thugs. Love thinking they're Scarface.
Yeah, yeah, he sounds
it's
like
all
that.
About disrespect.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
He gave me a bottle of booze. It must have been right before this because I don't think that part was taped. But he had to bring that up. Like I come here, I give you a bottle. I'm like, here it is. This bottle nobody fucking touched. Mm-hmm. And I put it up. He goes, oh, that's disrespect. Like you don't even know what the fuck you're. This is disrespect. This
what
is.
What about the way he talked to his mom? Like 5 hours before
yeah.
that.
Okay. You know what? He's just like his dad. Mom, get the fuck out of here. Is that disrespect?
Yeah,
would
yeah,
Scarface
yeah, yeah.
do that to his mother?
Yeah, yeah.
No, he bought his mom a bunch of shit. That's what he did to his mother.
I said, I'm smoking weed. You right. come by here in front of these people I don't know.
Nobody until they disrespect me. I came into this fucking party as a nice guy, bro.
I come to a fucking party as a nice guy. What you gotta do, man? Why we gotta do it like this? I come here as a nice guy. You yell at me when I eat your food. You yell at me. What is your problem, man? I'm just a refugee.
I'm the king of liquor that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the king of marijuana. I can't hear you treat me such disrespect.
And I love his laptop. He kept dropping. he dropped his laptop
yeah.
like 15 times.
Oh, we said this yesterday, but he took out his laptop and I said, let me speak on behalf of everybody. That no way will anybody be responsible for spilling shit by accident on your laptop. Something will happen to it. Let me tell you right now. He's like, dude, don't worry about it. I'm the king of fucking laptops.
I'm the laptop king, man.
And I'm like, okay, let's be serious. And then McNally's girlfriend comes out of the house after she goes to the bathroom, and she finds one of our super soakers and just squirts everybody. And then this guy's like, he's almost carrying the laptop, begging for it to be hit. Like, hope you got $3,000. Hope you got $3,000. Right there was the beginning
of the
end.
Like, he didn't drop it 11 times before that.
Right.
I want that laptop.
What are you
laptop.
Bringing it to a barbecue anyway?
To a barbecue, for? Right.
I want that laptop. Did you, like, it worked. Like, he dropped it, like, 5 times,
Ray,
and it kept working.
Here's how you get that laptop, okay? You're 30 years old. You live with your mom. So all your money saved, you can buy a $5,000 laptop if you want.
Yeah, it's true. It didn't come out until the mom went to work. He didn't buy that. That's his mom's.
And his dog. He left his dog the whole time.
Right.
I wanted to stomp on that dog.
Oh, so bad.
I really wanted to. I was trying to figure out a way to make the dog make him go away. I was like, what if we give him a whole bunch of beer and he starts throwing up? He's got to take the dog away, take care of him, whatever. But I didn't want to be cruel to the dog.
He'd be walking around with the dog. He'd be throwing on people.
That's why I didn't do it. I'm like, partially is like, now we're going to have to deal with throw up on our lawn.
Nice guy, bro.
Yeah.
I brought my laptop. I fucking was nice to fucking people. What the
That's
fuck?
That's all good. You
And then this guy wants to disrespect me, bro. I'm on the phone talking to my friend.
Keith is away at this point.
You just told me about
seriously,
how...
Seriously, whatever
what did
I
you tell
told
me?
You, it doesn't
you
matter.
It doesn't matter.
Did he call you Susie?
I don't know.
Seriously, whatever I told you, it doesn't matter.
Susie.
Remember at some point, he's like... He goes, you don't even know my name, blah, blah, blah. This was before. And Keith goes, do you know my name? And he goes, Keith, yeah, I remember. And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. I was about to step in and be like, ask if he knows my name.
Right.
You got to know my name, too. You just went to my wedding.
Well, he did. I know your name, his name, everybody's address. I'm the king of knowing things.
You just told me about
seriously,
how,
whatever
what
I told you, it doesn't matter.
You scared me.
Yeah, kind of.
What did I threaten you? It's
Are
a
you
joke.
Even concerned?
Listen,
what
I
it's a joke.
Funny.
It's funny.
Because
he said
I'm a
that.
Girl.
He said it's funny the same time you did.
I will totally stab you in the face. It's funny.
It's funny, and then 5 seconds later, it's not funny. I'll kill everybody. Like, okay, coincidentally, I will kill you. But at the time, that was a joke. Now I have to kill you, yes, but do not twist my words around.
What did I do?
You scared me.
Yeah,
yes.
Kind of.
What did I do? You? It's
Are
a
you
joke.
Even concerned?
Listen, when
it
I
was
drank,
very funny.
Listen, why wasn't it funny? It was
because
a joke.
I'm a girl
because,
and you're telling me how you can kill everybody at this party and it's my party.
You can't
did
kill
you say
me.
That?
I made a fucking kryptonite. Try to kill me, nigga. What's up, son? What's up, son? Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say I
don't
kill anybody.
Hold on, who's out of
fucking
holder?
Listen, they trying to change my fucking
party.
It's like everything. They trying to switch my words up. You guys always trying to fucking flip the fucking script.
Either us whole party or us the world keep trying to flip the script and change the words he said and put him in situations.
Like before the day started, he said, all right, listen up, everybody. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to really just, we're going to have a good time, then we're going to fuck.
Whoa, you're going to kill us? Did you say you're going to kill us?
No, I'm saying your plot to get him. Like, all right, at the end, we're just going to fuck with this guy. We're just going to take his words, and it's going to be great.
You're all in on this?
Everybody
fuck with him. If I, you know, I forget sometimes. Kind of has to remind me, like, people get drunk in different ways. And I've seen these weird ways people get drunk that if you have somebody has one beer in a movie and they do something crazy and people go, nah, that would never happen like that. It would. People are built all kinds of different ways and one beer can, like, really change you. But at the same time, just for the sake of conversation, can you imagine sticking up for yourself against a whole party that you could somehow turn this shit around? I fucked up. Can I take one more piece of chicken home with me? That's the end of it. Like, how isn't that the end of it? Good Lord McGravy, trying to change everything up. One of my favorite parts, and this will be on the Keith McGraw TV also, but just a quick audio of it, is right about then, McNally's girlfriend, Ian, starts stepping up to the guy and like, pushes him a little bit and says and starts just yell shit, like, go away, go away. And then, and this is the clip I have of audio, walks off with the guy trying to calm him down. Like, people don't realize, like, this guy, really, you think you can calm down? Like, he won't go away. He won't go away. He ends up coming back. He won't go away. We take everything inside. Ian ends up, like, pushing him back into his, back towards the direction of his house. I mean, like, really, really shoving him. And I said this, quite, like, that's when you also know it's a shit talker. Like, just push this bitch. and then take care of whatever you got to fix. You know, but like right. you're taking it, and we're kind of hoping like, well, I hope she gets smacked a little bit. You know, because then it's on. That'd be fantastic. Why I didn't do something already is almost amazing. So anyway, here's the audio of Sexy Potato talking to McNally about, hey, you're watching these two people go away, and he just said he's going to kill everybody.
There should be a spot on that camera to turn that red light off.
He's never fucking sorry. Leaving. This
I'm sorry, that was the old one. Here we go.
It's not a hood where you pay for shares.
Exactly.
It's not the
That's
hood.
That's why I got money like that. That's
come here, baby girl. Don't touch it.
No,
let it go. This is not the hood. You have not been to the hood.
McNally, your girlfriend is leaving with a murderer.
She's fucking stronger than me.
He said he's stronger than me. What am I gonna do?
Did he just say
that? You know who McNally is? Remember the old comics? Maybe they still do it. And you look in the back, and there's the weak kid on the ground, and the bully kicks dirt and takes his girl. That's what he thinks like life is like. He's like, what am I gonna do? He wants to fuck her right in front of me. What am I gonna do?
That little scrawny dude. That dude was such a scrawny little dude. He better have had a gun if he was gonna do anything. Yeah, he was like a little.
The thug
stubborn.
Was scrawny. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Aren't I classic?
Yeah, we're great.
And then Matt goes, I swear to God, McNally. McNally goes, aren't I classic?
You're a character.
You do have this in case he stabs her.
Yeah, we have you being a pussy.
There you have it.
We do have this in case he stabs her. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
but you guys got along. Smoking weed was fun. This is what
he's the king. He's the king of weed.
We took everything in, and I found the bottle that he gave us in our house that somebody must have brought in. And I will not owe you anything. I will not see you tomorrow. I'm like, dude, come on. You got to go out and kill somebody with me. I gave you a bottle of liquor. So I take the liquor, and I go outside. And deliberately, I try to offend Al Pacino, and I put it right in the middle of the courtyard that you're going to see that and go, oh, fuck, he took my thing back. This is what the thug does. He takes it, breaks it on a porch, on the ground. While we're not around. So that's a little pussy move, so we don't run out. That's a pussy move because you could have broke our windows. You could have at least broken on the door. That's your halfway of being a badass. And this note on the door in thug font, we call it, make peace or it's your head.
That is scanned in. He wrote it on a post-it because he's the king of post-its.
Right, he's the king of post-its, and then I scanned it.
I like how there's like thug font.
Exactly. Yeah, isn't that funny?
It's like a thug font. Like, oh, I have to write a thug letter.
Let me just jot this down.
Yeah. It takes up so much space, you know? Yeah, you can only get like 20 words on a page in a thug letter.
I know.
What a pussy-looking font for this being the hard... I've always said this. That spray paint, it really looks like a pussy rainbow girl, little girl font, doesn't it?
Well, because it's art.
But somehow that means you're dead.
Yeah.
Somehow writing letters like that, where a K looks like an H, means you're dead. Jeez. Well, we're still alive. I guess we could hang out with him tonight if you want. I mean, it was good weed.
How was the weed, by the way? Is he really the king of weed?
It wasn't. It was that one dude, his drug dealer guy.
Okay.
The one that was in the background.
Right. This dude was just standing there staring at stuff.
He was actually pretty cool. Like, I guess Dan and him were, like, talking. Like Dan
Allen?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just weird. Like, that's the one dude Dan identified with.
Oh, the other thug guy.
No, but the other guy was actually cool. Like,
the other guy actually, for a second, creeped me out because there's like the court, and then there's like you can step right outside, and he was just watching everybody like he's a guard or something at some point. He's just watching the party.
Right. This gets out of control. It's I heard
very
about you.
Weird. But no, he was all right?
He was all right. He kept saying to Dan, he's like, man, I apologize. He's like, I don't know how you guys hang out with him. He's
seriously?
Yeah, he was...
There you go, good. Thug.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
His drug dealer buddy was like, yeah, this guy's ridiculous. I can't take this guy anywhere. Like, he was apologetic.
Good.
About...
That's the one phone call
Strawberry.
He was going to make to this guy.
Yeah.
Was like the most peaceful dude. He was embarrassed. He's like...
Maybe that's why he was standing away.
I did shake his hand and ask for his name, and I did feel like I got an eye roll towards his friend. And I really wasn't worried about that guy after passing him.
Yeah, well, Dan talked to him for 2 hours because that's what Dan does.
Yeah, that's how you guys get each other back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you owe me. My nigga had a conversation with your friend. That's time. That's 2 hours time. Now sell this weed on the street for 2 hours. I'm getting that time back.
I was disappointed that Dan didn't bring his Jew girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got some new news on that.
It's super good or super over?
Oh, no. No, that son of a bitch is still going. But I'm like, all right, well, you got
to
go.
I talked to him about it at the party. He seems, why not? What do I know? Sure. Good for him.
No, but I go, yeah. I go, that's a good decision, you know, because you finally found someone that you're really into.
They just met, go to London, buy a house in Utah for backup.
It's like romantic. He's like, yeah, I'm not really that into her.
That's okay.
So, yes, exactly. That's the response you should have. If you're a girl, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Like, every girl was like, oh, that's so romantic. All right, enter this, that he's not into her. His plan is now...
To fall in love?
He's changed it. No, he wants to, like, kind of, after a while, disassociate with her and kind of, like, do his own...
live in London?
And do his own thing.
Is she rich? Like, he's using her to set up the place?
She's really rich.
Oh, I was going to say, does he know that anyone is allowed on airplanes now?
Right.
Just don't bring a knife?
Well, you know what? I don't know how to plan it. Somebody goes, I own the house. I'm like, how do you even begin doing that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, maybe he's like, I got to get a plane and a passport. And she's like, and then she does everything. She's like, here you go. Here's how we get there. Like, ooh, thank God I had you. I'm sorry I have to dump you. But I wouldn't know how I'd get there without you.
He plans on stockpiling money now, teaching physics. I'm going to make a lot of money. It's his get rich scheme because everybody does that.
So she's paying his way for all this?
Yeah, right. He's living off her initially, and then he's going to make his own money. He's like, I'm going to get $120 an hour, and he starts figuring out, I just work 20 hours a week, and this is how much I make.
He doesn't annoy me in any way, but Dan Allen does carry, maybe like Jesse, does carry himself like he's a little better than most people, and I'll tell you something.
Like he's got to figure it out.
Dan is no better than a dude.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You're no better than me, Dan. You're using chicks. I didn't go to another country.
No, well, he doesn't think, like, he doesn't.
I did it because I had bed bugs.
Well, in his head, I don't think he doesn't process it like that, but
right.
So, but he's not even into this girl as much. Like, if that was the case, I was like, well, then, as much as it's retarded, you should go to England because that's your love.
He's like a chick. Instead of telling
I don't know.
Instead of telling girls a million lies like guys do, he tells two or three lies. They're just, I'm a Jew. I'm into you. You know, they're big ones.
Yeah.
Did we cover this last time? Are you dating anyone, Ray?
No.
No?
No.
When was the last relationship? Are you not like a dater guy?
When's the last time you got a nice slice of muff?
Last time I got laid was after a show maybe like a month and a half ago.
And this was away or in New York?
No, in New York.
In New York?
In New York, yeah.
So, but
you say that's sad, and then she calls now.
No, because most of my girlfriends, like, I'll meet, like, are girls that I've met on the road or whatever. But, like, I was just talking about Keith about this earlier, is, like girls kind of, like, lose interest when they meet you on the road or whatever, and they see you in this environment where there's, like, 300 people all into you, and, and then, like, it just...
And then you talk to them and you're actually approachable, and that's when they don't want you.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't picking on like you, but it's like, it's so sexy, whatever. It's like, well, now you can go out with me if you want. Well, not like that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I just need a picture, and you can't live up to that picture because they see you at your fucking pinnacle, and
it's
just.
Well, you're very. The other day when we were watching my brother's girlfriend's brother,
my niece.
Yeah, I guess my in-law, we were watching him on stage, and I'm like, wow, I totally get why people are into people on stage. There's some kind of commanding thing up there. There's like a very, confident up there, but you're not always like that because you're not always trying to command a room. You're not always prepared with your speeches. You're human.
Right, maybe that's why. It's because he is up there and he is a superhero and he's a rapper and it's fantastic and he can sing too, but it's fantastic. And he's really like, not in the bad way, not to compare him to Carlo, but I mean, he's a thug and he's taking control of shit and that's cool to see. And
he's
then
like
afterwards.
A smart.
Yeah, and then afterwards. Oh, thanks for liking it.
Yeah,
thanks for coming out. Like, what? We're not fucking.
You're the same dude at the deli that can't get the waitress's attention.
Right. Like,
you're just that guy.
Unless you go on
like
stage.
Everybody else.
A chick goes out with Ray. They sit down, and the appetizer comes, and goes, and for my entree, I'll take, like, wait, don't you have to go on stage and sing a dance for everybody? No, it's a date. What?
Like a normal person? This isn't what I ordered. You shut up and eat that, okay? All right. Like, you're that guy.
Yeah, that's how they are. They just want to know they can sometimes.
Do you get a lot of women hitting on you after a show?
No, not so much, but I mean, I...
Are you a person who doesn't recognize when people hit on you?
No, apparently...
I'm the opposite.
I'm not a good... good read of character.
How do you mean?
You go for the crazy.
Well, do you remember that story at your place about the time I ended up smoking weed with that 6-year-old gay dude?
No.
In South Dakota? Oh.
No. What the shit?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell it again.
All right, I'll tell. All right, and then I'll go back to the...
girls.
All right, yeah, yeah. So this is an... All right, like, Jesse gives me a lot of shit about this.
Not Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse is a ball buster, this fucking
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys waiting for him to just fall?
Oh, he's, like, when his girlfriend, like, last related stuff. So, like, he has his moments where, like, right. Yeah, so...
Well,
like,
he's honest whatever. About that, too, which is why he can bust balls.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's,
no,
it's
he,
fun.
He's a great yeah. dude. He's and he's a really good friend.
Well, you still like it the way you mumbled at that story. You thought you were going to be the one to give away.
What?
And his last... Well, anyway, there's different things. Anyway.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not my place.
All right, yeah, yeah.
By the way, he's starting to tape his movie today, the one that...
Keith helped get him.
Yeah.
Did you? All right. Way to go, Keith.
We went on... No, we acted it out on the show, and next thing you know, he's hired.
There
I guess
you
that's
go.
A coincidence. You know what? He's dead, you're dead, everybody's dead. Nice. I'm the king of scripts.
You're the king of scripts? I'll make that happen. I'll make that happen.
All right, so with
what
your story,
you want the movie?
When it comes to your story, make it
okay.
rain.
All right. So, all right, I'm in Aberdeen, South Dakota, which is a great place for a story to take place anyways, mm-hmm. if you're going to, Aberdeen. But this is in a hotel bar, and I'm sitting there watching the Indians and the Twins.
Okay. I know the names.
My team.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there watching it, and...
That's right, buddy. I got it.
All right.
I got
somebody's
it.
Phone is ringing. Oh. Ray.
I got
Who's
this
that?
One.
Stop all right. that.
I got this one. Hey, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse. Yeah, it's Keith. We're doing a show. Bye.
Nice. All right. So I'm just in there watching this game, and this old guy's like sitting there too, and he's like, oh, he's like, who's your team? And I'm like, Cleveland Indians. He's like, I'm from Minneapolis. Like, whatever. It's like this 6-year-old man. So I'm not thinking anything. Oh, seemed pretty cool. And then after some time goes by, we're just sitting there. He's like, and he's got a wife. He's got a wife. He's got kids my age, whatever. And he's like, you want to smoke weed? I was like, yeah, sure, sure. Well, he goes, all right, meet me at my room about 10:30. And he's like, oh, by the way, I got a hot tub.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I don't know why we're throwing out random information. I'm like,
Are you going to someone's room?
I think I know where this is
yeah,
going.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm like, okay.
But I know people.
Yeah, yeah. I have a car. It's a Cavalier. You know, mm-hmm. I'm throwing out random shit. You know, I wear running shoes. They're Adidas.
When you mentioned your car, did he go, well, we can go there too. I don't care.
So I go and I meet this dude in his room, and he answers the door in a bathrobe
sure.
and swimming trunks.
Right.
And still, you have no clue.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that he mentioned the hot tub. And by the way, it's not even a hot tub. It's like a bathtub with water jets. Like, there's not even enough room for the two of us to get into.
God damn it, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd. And he's like,
But I am in the mood.
Yeah, I know. This is what Jesse gives me shit for. Like, all right, at some point. Well, at this time, I knew something was weird. At this point, I knew something was not right. But at the same time, I was like, whatever. Like, I hung out with the dude for 2 hours. What's the worst that's going to happen?
You're like a girl. I already put my time in.
Yeah, so whatever.
Might as well get another drink.
I'm giving Jesse the points for this one.
Yeah, yeah. So he's sitting in the bathtub, and I'm just sitting on his toilet.
Now I'm sorry I didn't keep Jesse on the phone. Put him on speaker.
I thought you were going to put him on speaker. Yeah,
I couldn't find it.
Right. Oh, he's giving me shit for not having my phone off.
Good. Very good.
Right. Jeremy saying, I have a van. It's got free candy in it.
Sweet. I love candy.
So anyways, this dude just sitting in the bathtub. And I'm like, whatever. Because I've been drinking, too. So I'm drunk. I'm not in the best frame of mind. It sounds
this
like I'm sober.
This guy is
like,
in the bathtub?
Yeah, he's just sitting in his bathtub with swimming trunks, but whatever.
Right.
And he's like, and I'm just sitting on his toilet. He's sitting there like fucking Big Lebowski.
Now, do you, I've done this, not that exact situation, but I bet something close where I would feel like an asshole now and not like I care about how I feel like, how I look like. I mean it in a nice way to him so he doesn't feel bad. But I would feel like if I get up, I'm going to look like a homophobe.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. It's like, it's Aberdeen, so I have nothing else to do. Like, you know what I mean? It's like 10:30, I have nothing else to do.
Let me tell you something, Ray.
That's, like, at that point, like, who really cares right. at that
that's
point?
That's how rape trials start. I have right. nothing better to do.
And then Kobe Bryant came in my room.
He wanted to see my asshole, and I was bored.
Like, it's Aberdeen. Of course you show your asshole. It's what you do. It's a bathtub with water jets.
Do you end up getting in the bathtub?
No, no, okay. No. All right. So I'm sitting on the toilet, like on the lid. He's sitting there like Big Lebowski, just right. fucking chilling out.
And you
bathtub.
Feel a dump coming, and he says, why not?
No, no. But I did make him smoke the weed first because I didn't know. Like, I'm like, all right, maybe it's laced or something.
Yeah, he's okay if it's laced, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this is what magicians do. They lace the bottom half.
But whatever.
He'd be so easy to fuck.
Well, he was such, like, he was like a normal dude up until that point, up until I got to his room.
Right.
Like, hey, Ray, after this, I'm so raping you.
Do you think he could have had his way? What happens next?
No. All right.
Maybe
no,
I'm jumping
ahead. That's another thing, too. He's like an old chubby dude. Like, even if he want, like, even, like right. I'd be able, I'm not a tough dude, but I could take this.
You're not into old and chubby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is another thing, too. Like, let's, all right, well, we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But,
we have so much to get to.
So the dude's like, so man, you know, you do comedy on the road. You got any stories? Got any weird stories? Like, what, outside of this?
Right.
Outside of this right now? Like,
am I going to be one? I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah. Like, right here, this counts. He goes, oh, because when I was your age, I had a lot of weird times. I had a weird stories. Me, my
we
wife.
Got married.
Yeah, it's like me, my wife, my friend Eric, me, my wife. So that's when he reveals that, all right, I get where this is going.
Right.
At that point, it's like, oh, you're gay. All
you right. have any fun stories? Like, here's a funny story. I like fucking dudes and they're assholes. That's the whole story.
Yeah.
You got any funny stories? Like, you like that too? Raise your hand if you got funny stories about liking to fuck dudes.
Like, that's why I know I got a problem. Like, you saw the fucking characters I will smoke weed with on a dime. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna have a conversation with worse.
Yeah.
He's the only one that took it. Like, Ray's the only one that was like, fuck it, I'll smoke with
I
you.
I got problems.
I think it's funny, like, weed is something that costs money for people, you know?
Right.
And if I was into weed, I'd be like, look, I'm going to smoke this. If anyone's around, sure, you can have some.
I do that all the time.
I would share my food, you know what I mean?
Right.
But why do drug people have to share, like, come on, smoke this with me, smoke this with me.
Yeah,
you get the whole thing if I don't come with you. And it's not like you can't put it out and relight it later. Why are you begging people to do this with you?
She's saying different than your generosity. She's saying if you went outside and was like, who wants to smoke weed? I got, like, do you have a problem if you smoke it by yourself?
It's kind of like what we were talking about before the drinking. It's like, you're like, oh, do you want to drink?
Right.
It's like, well, I don't really want to drink by myself. Just because, like, I feel like I would have a problem.
But you're not gonna knock on the neighbor's door that you never met and go, please come in there and have
a
drink.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But if you were by yourself and you wanted a beer, you wouldn't just have a beer?
No, I'd have a beer, yeah.
All right.
Because nobody knows. Here, Henda's around.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I still love to judge.
but
it's good that you're only drinking the top half of the beer because we laced the bottom half.
This story gets.
I didn't mean to tell you that. I just know. I think he's on to us.
Oh, I apologize. Why would I think that would be the end of the story? Please continue.
There's more.
I call myself an interviewer. Please.
But here's where this is where I know that I'm not a good judge of character, like, or able to read people. Because I end up leaving my cell phone in the dude's room, like, when I leave.
Ugh.
So that sucks. And I go to the hotel. And
it fell out of your pocket? Why you put it on the sink? Because you were comfortable.
I had it with me.
Your hard-on was busted into it. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I go to a strip club with, like, nothing but loose cash because I don't want things to bother me when I get a hard-on.
But I go, for some reason, I go back to the bar. And I'm like, hey, did you see, did anyone come in here? And he's like, oh, you mean they? He's like who? And I'm like, oh, who I was with earlier? He's like, oh, the gay guy? Like, that bartender who never heard him mention anything about gayness.
Oh, everybody knows but you.
He was gay. Like, before we left and the hot tub became an issue, the bartender was like, oh, that guy's gay.
The guy that you just had sexual intercourse with.
Yeah.
He probably said, did he get you with the weed in the tub?
Like, they all fall.
And then he high-fives you. Weed in tub, right? Yeah. Boom, I hear you. Our secret. No, I didn't. Our secret. What's your name so I can add it to my blog? Our secret. Chicks? What's the worst judgment call you ever made with a chick?
Just
crazy.
Call?
Yeah, anything. What's the worst thing that ever happened? You dating a chick?
I got a great story.
I know what I'm doing.
About a crazy chick. This was.
You're the guy. It was a safe bet. I didn't think the show would fall.
Yeah. Oh man, this is an awesome story. This girl.
Well, now it has to be. Sorry.
I met this. This is a girl. I want to think of her name. Not that it matters. We'll call her Susan.
Okay.
All right.
That's so her name.
Yeah. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm working in a comedy zone there. It's closed now. But this is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And afterwards, I'm hanging out with this girl. And she's like, she goes, we're hanging out. We hang out like the whole week. And then she goes, This is not bullshit story that she told me. This is like after we've already hooked up and everything. She's okay. Like a quiet little girl.
Girls don't lie after they hook
not
up.
When they're, no. Not when their lips are loose.
No.
When their lips are loose, their lips are loose. That's a saying I made up.
Well, she's originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she just got back to town. She was like 22. And the reason why she just got back to town is because she was staying with her boyfriend up in Ithaca, New York. He was a techno DJ.
Okay.
I guess it's like they got a thing there or something, like a techno DJ. Then they just broke up just a couple days earlier. What happened was he started selling drugs. She wanted no part of it. So one day he went over, got a bunch of money from some dudes and was going to buy like some cocaine, and got in her car. And she's like, "No, I'm not going in my car to pick up cocaine." And it was like $8,000 or something. And the dude's like, "Well, I can't just go back and give these guys, they're $8,000 back. Like, you can't just do that." Like,
that'd be disrespectful.
Yeah, like, no. But I guess, like, no, you just don't do that. Like,
right.
I can't, like, I've had their money now for a while. I can't just show up and go, "Yep, sorry, shit didn't work out. There's your money back." So they, and she was an idiot, too, but they both just took off, just fleet Ithaca together. Just
so
took
is off she,
the fuck.
With this dude's money. Yeah.
Is she also part of, like, do these guys think that she's part of it? Do they know she's
part
of it?
Well, here's the deal. Here's what happened. This story gets better. So they leave.
Are you fucking her during the story?
No, this is after we've already fucked like 2 days. So
okay.
This is like, she has no reason to bullshit me. Like, this is like serious stuff. Like,
this is a relationship to you now.
Yeah. So
we're half married.
We're dating. Yeah. We're talking about getting her back to New York at this point. So they leave and they're living hotel to hotel.
Oh my God.
Like for a while. And then after like a day or two of that, they like have a spat and it's her car. So she just leaves the fucker there, leaves him at some hotel. He doesn't know. Just leaves in the middle of the night, drives back to her parents' place.
Oh, that's a good
name. Charlotte, North
parents
Carolina.
Place.
2 nights later, I meet her at a comedy club in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Is she still alive now today?
I have no idea. I made a point to never call her. Again.
You know, if they broke up, she ratted him out and he's dead.
Yeah, you know what? Like, something's got to be weird.
She's
like,
not dead. He's dead.
Yeah, like, she's off the hook, really,
yeah.
When you
yeah.
think about it. Like, she's off the hook. That dude.
You're
is
a
like,
girl and she'll sing like a canary and done. That's thug talk.
I don't
by the
think
way.
They'd go after her. I bet that dude's, like, already been dealt with on whatever.
Right.
But
dealt with. That's cool.
Did you have to fuck her one more time? Like, you are fucking dangerous. You might fucking kill me tonight.
I think maybe, like, because I was there that whole week. So
yeah.
Maybe, like, on Sunday. She was a cool girl, but, like, that story had, like, she had no reason to bullshit me with
yeah.
that story.
If you had to guess, though, that's probably one that gave you the herpes.
I got an email from Lindsay Lohan telling me to stay away from her. It's like, how can she help this country?
We were cleaning up for the wedding. Don't judge the house by that. And I came across...
Well, this is the aftermath.
Right. All DVDs that our buddy Eats Pace gave us. And it was of Screech and Tom Sizemore, not together, but having their separate sex tapes. And I'd fast forward him. And the Screech one, remember they said... I'm debating, like, I really want to play it today, but I know we're kind of... What do you think?
How long is it?
It's like... it's easily 8 minutes of Tom Sizemore.
I could do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll yap into it, of course. But, so I'm watching the Screeched one, and it was Screech did a dirty Sanchez. You know, he's fucking a chick in the ass, and then at minimum put his finger in the ass, and then wiped it under this chick's
really
nose as he was fucking her. That's what everybody knows is going to happen, right? You know it's going to happen. That's not what happened. That's not what fucking happened. It's him. There's a three-way. He doesn't get much if he gets any. Of the other girl. It's his wife, a bridesmaid, and him.
Wow.
And, like, he goes, "Let me see your ass one more time, bridesmaid." And the bridesmaid was only into the wife, not into him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Okay, here's my ass, but that's the last time." And then
wow, that's
Screech,
so sexy, isn't it?
Right. And then, right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, he was getting no play from her. And so he sticks his finger in her asshole real quick. He's like, "What the fuck?" And then the camera's on the wife, and the wife's looking over like a look like, "What the fuck?" Then she realizes she's on camera, and she laughs it off. This is Red Light District, the people that put this out. Same one that put the other one out. The fucking just pieces of shit. But anyway, and then goes to the wife like, "Have you ever had a Dirty Sanchez, and as he wipes the finger under her nose to get a whiff, but not on her skin. So she got a whiff of shit, and she goes, oh, shit. And now it's the infamous Dirty Sanchez thing. So he never did it.
Okay, but that's kind of...
That's pretty
gross. That's plenty. Yeah. That's plenty.
I think they just did a tape. Like, here's your little screech, and he did a tape. I think that was the big deal. But that is nothing, nothing compared to the Tom Sizemore tape. I feel like I'm saying I get Penthouse for the articles. I fast forward through this, and I give a shit about the fucking. I'm looking for the parts when he just rambles on and on.
While he's having sex?
While he's having sex, when he's about to have sex. He has three prostitutes. He's saying he has three prostitutes. I think this is 2003, maybe a little later, when he's about to go into... It's the same time period, you can tell, that he was doing Shooting Sizemore, which I think is one of the greatest shows ever on television. Download it and do yourself a favor.
I think that's the name of the film you just described.
Shooting
Sizemore.
You can't say that reality television is bullshit when you have a show like that. Between Bonaducci and Shooting Sizemore, I cannot agree that it's all bullshit.
So apparently you need, like, heavy drugs in order for this to be real.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so this, I mean, he's doing a bunch of yapping, and I'll play it in a second. I'm going from one computer to the other right now. All right, here we go. So this is just random audio parts taken from it. Oh, well, this is what I was saying. It's the time that he did Shooting Sizemore, and it's the time when he was about to go into court because he smacked the next day, this video, then the day after, he's going to go into court for smacking Heidi Fleiss.
Oh, wow.
That chick in charge of the prostitution ring.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
I gotta go to trial. I gotta go to trial. That's so fucked up, but I gotta go to trial.
This is while he's fucking her?
No, most of this is not when fucking's going on. In fact, you'll be able to hear when fucking's going on.
Okay.
Also, what else? I don't know, he's just all fucked up. He's on drugs. Here we go. Go. And oh, I lowered the sound. I'm all excited. I'm jittery on here. I'm all excited.
I gotta go to trial. That's so fucked up, but I gotta go to trial. For something I didn't do.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. If you don't know who this guy is, do a Google search at home right now. Saving Private Ryan. This guy was a huge actor, and his drugs, and especially that TV show that he thinks is gonna clear his name, ruined it all. He was close to being an A-list actor without exaggeration. This guy was the real deal.
I mean, I'm breaking the law. I'm soliciting a prostitute. A, it's against the law. A, but look, it's what I do. B, I use drugs. But, you know, not that much, just when I'm awake. And C, I didn't hit her. I didn't like her. And the reason I broke up with her was because whenever I went to anywhere I went, she sucked every cock in the room.
Now, I don't know whose video.
Wow.
Now, you can tell. He knows. He knows that he might do something with this tape. He doesn't know. But he knows because he's not going to say Heidi Fleiss's name.
Oh.
And the people at Red Light District, because I guarantee he videotaped it because he did for the show, and wouldn't show him doing drugs. You see crack paraphernalia. You know he just did it. He alludes like, I'm going to, you'll see it later or hear it later, like, I'm going to do something else that's illegal. And then the next frame, you see drug paraphernalia. But they took out the drug part. I don't know why. Mm. It's not Red Light District doing it. VH1 could show it. I don't know. But they didn't want to. They're doing showing such shady shit, but they don't want to do that. Hey, we're not involved in drugs.
I didn't like her. And the reason I broke up with her was because whenever I went to anywhere I went, she sucked every cock in the room. It finally kind of drains you out, you know? Hey, LAPD. One more time, I want to make this really clear. Fuck you.
Aww.
Not that I don't like you guys, but I just feel about you how you feel about me. You don't like me, I don't like you.
Sometimes he's like Carlo. He's like, hey, fuck you, I'll kill all you. Hey, no, all I'm saying is, you don't like me, I don't like you. Do you want me dead? I want you dead. What am I saying wrong? Fuck you, you're dead.
I'm afraid of you.
I don't like people.
Right. Sorry, one second.
You don't like me, I don't like you. I think I'm afraid of you. Wrong guy. Okay, suck my fucking Detroit dick.
Oh.
I didn't hit that fucking clickety-clack bitch. Bag of bones coming out of her ass fucking whore.
Wow.
I didn't hit her, all right? I shit on her because she asked me to. Hey, do I look like Lance Armstrong, the fucking biker?
I look the same as Wes.
I think I do. Come on, pay attention to me, you guys. What's going on here?
He has three prostitutes he's paying so much money for. And they give a fuck. They're fixing a lamp that he broke with a football. like just so they won't fuck them. They're like, they're just trying to make time go by. But obviously, they were paid for about 24 hours.
Wow. Can't get any attention. No, nothing's going big for me right now. No one sucked my dick or anything. All I do is eat pussy.
Wow.
Lucia, piss in her mouth. Joke.
I like it a lot.
I saw it. I like it.
Are you actually coming?
No, I'm not
coming
yet.
But I am.
This is while they're fucking.
No, this is him laying on the ground. Like, will someone come over here and fuck me? And they're making little jokes. Like, are you coming? Are you coming? And the reason I'm playing that is because he's about to lay down the law.
Am I coming?
Damn it!
But I will. Okay. I'm making no rule right now. Okay. I don't want to be an asshole. I've been accused of being an asshole. But don't open your mouth unless my cock is going in it.
Okay? That's being an asshole.
Yeah.
I said I don't want to be one, but I'm going to. Okay? That means...
No, I wouldn't have...
What the fuck?
I think he's right.
Yeah,
he's right. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. There's three of you. Take turns sucking my dick.
Yeah, I don't
need you. You are prostitutes, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't even care if my dick isn't hard anymore. Just put it in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, he's all drugged up. It's still fun for him.
Yeah, you should attack him with that gun. It's running.
Whoever just talked is a guy. One of his prostitutes is a guy.
It kind of looks like a guy.
It's like a guy.
It's like a sexy man almost.
Play that part a little bit. It's a guy.
Here we go.
I didn't see this tape. All these celebrity tapes are not sexy. The sex ones.
Right.
I only saw like a clip or two of a couple of them, and I'm like, you guys are supposed to be having magic sex. It made my sex life feel a lot better. I'm like, I'm having porn sex eventually. Apparently, right. compared to
their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should attack him with that gun. It's running.
That's how cross-dressers talk.
Yeah, she's talking about someone's holding out a dildo and acting like it's a gun. Like, I'll shoot you for talking like that. And then he goes, you should use that on him.
They know they're being taped, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care. They're cracked up, too. Sure.
I love how they'll do anything but fuck him.
Right.
Like, they'll do anything.
They're trying to get out. It's like every... You know what? She's
like
a worker.
Job.
It's any job. I got to take another break to get water. I got to go to the bathroom again.
I got to go fix this lampshade.
Right. Yes. I will do the report. And I'll do it accurately.
I have to go plaster this wall over here.
So and I'll make the report different. Come. But sometimes I'm going to try to fuck around.
Sounds running.
I'm...
Look, you can't shut a woman up. You can't do
that.
I'll
get $10,000 to the first person who doesn't. Hang on a second. I'll get $10,000.
You've been actually like that. This is where I'm going.
I'll give $10,000 cash to the first person who cannot talk for 3 minutes. You lost. You're out.
All they care about is money, and you can't shut your yapper. Look at that.
Yay.
Celebrities that are paying chicks money.
Wow.
Can't get them to shut the fuck up.
There goes your 10 grand.
I guess I'm going to.
Keep it in your mouth for 3 minutes and you'll be $10,000 richer. Okay, that's noise. That counts as a word. You lost too. Lucia, so far, my camera operator here is in the fucking Lucia. I have to say, if you don't
vibrator
for another, you can't.
Yeah, she's fucking around with vibrators, but just in the air.
Oh,
did you hear by the way that she was messing like ma 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 as he's yelling, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Said nobody's sucking my dick still. This is just like having like three girlfriends around. Like
once you make him,
can
crumb,
you guys shut up?
You know, get him sleeping for 8 of the 24 hours he paid for, and
you can do
whatever the fuck you want. Take his wallet, write a check to yourself. He won't remember or care. He won't press charges.
No sound. Come on.
You
like the pussies better? Me too.
Okay, so he's in this three-way, and now one of the chicks is like, I like the pussy better than your dick.
Well, did the pussy give you 10 grand? 10 grand spits out of that pussy.
I love pussies too. I love the pussies. I love girls sucking my nipples.
Oh, I love pussies too. I have a pussy too. It's in my dick. It's in my dick. My pussy's in my dick. If you suck it really long, forever, then it turns into a pussy. It's weird.
Why is he trying to convince?
He's
trying to convince it.
Please, suck my dick.
Wow.
Please.
A pussy.
Oh, motherfucker, yeah.
JP, Seismo ordered a whole herd of Hadars. They all sound retarded and won't shut the fuck up.
Harder.
So now they're fucking?
Now they're fucking.
Okay.
Harder. Oh, you can't do it harder.
No. Here's what's happening. I'm sorry. She's sucking him off, and he's got the limpest of dicks. And, like, she starts pulling on the testicles. And he says, you got to pull harder, wow, harder and harder.
Oh. Harder. Oh, you can't do it hard enough. Like, breaking the motherfuckers off.
Oh.
Cocaine numbs things.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. You girls are so fucking cute. I can't get a hard on right now, you know why? I'm worried about the goddamn fucking court case.
Yeah, and crack. Oh, I've had problems with stress too. And crack. By the way, he has the word Heidi written above his dick, tattooed.
Does he really?
Heidi Fleiss's name, obviously. Yeah, Heidi, right above his dick. So when he knows prostitutes are gonna fuck him. She knows that. But you're gonna be staring at my name, bitch.
Oh, oh wow.
You know that was her idea.
Don't have to worry about this court case. Say, don't worry about the court case. I've never had an STD in my life.
See? What's that chick's name? See, nobody admits it. You don't think this dude ever had an STD? Yeah. For no reason, he's saying it.
He's got like, I know. Where did that come from? No one asked him about his STD. No one's like, hey, by the way.
He's doing crack. He's literally eating out her asshole. But nothing happened.
Hey, by the way, I don't have syphilis. I just want you to know that. Syphilis specifically, I don't have.
I'm going to say this for the record. I have cancer of the pancreas. But I don't have chlamydia.
What do you call it out by name?
Yeah.
You're done. That's what he's got.
When these whores happen to have chlamydia, but the irony is, I told you I didn't have it.
I don't have chlamydia. I feel like I can't throw over the police. I have a cancer of the police.
Did it grow on you?
Oh, what day? It's Friday, right?
And you just find a big mole and it starts growing and growing and this cop pops out?
I'm hoping that over the weekend 22 cops are murdered.
Wow.
We'll see that.
I hope they have lots of kids.
Sounds like strawberry.
Right. Which one?
We'll see that.
I hope they have lots of kids.
Oh, come on! The people too!
No, they're not. They're the police.
Hey, whore.
Hey, generally speaking,
have my opinion, whore.
Right.
Hey, whore. I paid for your mouth, whore. That comes with your pussy.
Yes.
Whore.
They still think they're people. And what I mean by that is you paid to be my fucking rag doll.
Yeah.
You paid to do this.
I feel about people how they feel about you. And you know what? They've been very nice to me. Truth be told.
I need you to file this under file.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to file?
I love all the prostitutes sticking up for the cops, though. Like,
they never had problems.
Yeah. They always get along.
Well, she
right?
explains it politically.
I feel sorry. Fuck feeling sorry for them. They cost me $40 million, these fuckers.
$40 million
wow.
they cost him in by him paying lawyers.
Wow.
$40 million.
I love how he's blaming them. They caught me with the drugs, and they have to catch me with the hooker.
And they got to catch me when I smack my clickety-clack bitch. Well, I don't know. A girl. She's in the news. There's going to be a movie about her. I'm sure there's a few books. Yeah. She probably has an autobiography.
It's like they're a phone call away, just begging. She's like all over me. What do I
got to
do?
It's so fucked up that it works that way.
Well, I feel sorry for the system. I feel sorry for
you. Okay, feel sad.
You make
sad.
That's a dick shortener.
No.
What you just said to me was a dick shortener.
Yeah, no shit. That's not going to help his coke ridden hard on.
Sorry for it. Feel sad that our country is like that.
What?
Because you were above that.
I think she was at, I wasn't watching. Was she at the Republican National Convention? Or the Democratic one?
Is this Pelin's daughter?
Right.
Here, is this?
Hey, give me my camera.
When a good person is persecuted.
Give me my camera.
Okay.
For the record, I want to say no. Hey, no. I'm not.
She's mad that she didn't get heard. You're missing my point. You're not a real girlfriend. I said pretend you're my girlfriend.
Okay. You missed my point.
For the record, I want to say no. Hey, no. I'm not mad at you. For the record, I feel sorry for the system.
We love the system.
You know why? Because the system took all my money. Well, listen, I got a million and change left.
A million and a half. Black Hawk Down, another movie. He had the lead.
Which, by the way, gone. Yeah. By the time we're listening to this now, I mean, this was like a year ago. Yeah. A million and a half.
He needed that TV show money.
Yeah.
That some fucking lawyer is going to get from me. And I want to say this real quickly.
There's a vibrator in the background.
Yeah.
I love the police.
Still just being waved.
I think.
What's that?
It's still being waved in the air.
Yeah, they're just having fun. No, they're probably using it on the girls. The girls are fucking each other. Okay.
I want to say this real quickly. I love the police. I think they're fly.
Very good.
I think they're bomb.
Very good.
Check this out.
That's a guy.
I think the police are nice people. Really nice.
Let me get out my camera.
I'd like to hang out with them.
Hang too far from me.
Every day.
Yeah, and smile. And
nice.
Pass me by.
Hey, I just came in some girl's ass.
Did he just really come? Was he having sex that whole time?
No, he wasn't. No, he's just saying, like, I'm talking to the police, but isn't it funny? As if he has this big platform. Isn't it funny? Because I just, not long ago, came in a woman's ass. But anyway, seriously, police.
I just come in a woman's ass.
And then it cuts to the next scene.
Hello.
Hey, I just came in some girl's ass.
It's February 2003. I dyed my hair at Rancho LaBrie. That rhymes. And I did. And a couple of the girls there bleached my hair. And guess what else I did at Rancho LaBrie? I fucked a whole bunch of the girls there. And you're not supposed to. You know why? Because it's rehab. But I didn't think my cock needed any rehab at all. It was fine.
Very smart. Very smart. Yeah. The one thing you want when you get caught is like, oh, I hope I only go to rehab. Well, obviously you can't handle rehab.
And I found out that it was doing just fine. I hadn't met Carrie yet, so that doesn't count as cheating. That counts as me getting laid. It's been my experience.
You had to be so broke. This dude had to be so broke to sell this to Red Light District. He had to be so broke. He knew that this was bad when he sobered up a little bit. You know, yeah. I can even see the fun of, I'm doing one more wrong thing. I'm videotaping it. Maybe I'd save it for two or three more days, have to watch this sober, to see what I did or just laugh at it, bring boys over. I don't know what I'm going to do. But then it's like, oh, we burn this, man. This ruins your chance. And you're like, I don't care. I need the money. I'll get a million. Couldn't have been 2 million.
With this money, he could do more of this stuff.
Yeah.
That counts as me getting laid. It's been my experience, and I'm not saying I'm smart. But I'm not very smart. But I'm not stupid. Like, I know, like, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, I'm sorry,
That's the test. I hope he goes into the alphabet. I know all of it.
Yeah, yeah. L-M-N-O-P. That's how it goes.
I just remember, by the way, the other one, Screech, was Red Light District. Vivid Video, probably the number one sex video place, is the one that did this. And the reason I remember it is because after all this debauchery is done, Jenna Jameson, looking hot, which she's not now, looking hot, is saying, always wear a condom.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, Tom's not wearing a condom.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Now, if that can't get me, I'm not an idiot. If that doesn't get me off the case.
Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. He didn't write the Constitution. See, that was a whole bunch of guys. Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Paine.
Here's Jeremy from Arkansas. Q Keith equals MC squared.
Constitution. See, that was a whole bunch of guys. Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Paine, Benjamin Franklin. A whole bunch of guys. They were called the Founding Fathers. How about that?
Is this a third grader he's fucking?
Is this what?
Is a third grader
he's doing a high school report.
Yeah, yeah.
They were called the Fathers.
Whole bunch of cats. The end.
Fathers. How about that? And they wrote it by where? What city? Philadelphia.
Where in what city? He's asking himself.
See, good for me. And like, you know what I paid attention to in school? Whose tits were getting bigger?
Nice.
That was like my main. I'm just being honest.
It's the truth.
That's what basically everybody's thinking about. You know?
Sorry if you think Tom's a bullshitter, but he's not. I was confused by girls, but I was still looking at him. He's right. I was failing social studies, as a matter of fact. He's right.
You know what you would do if you were me? You'd let Kara suck your cock.
Let who?
Kara. One of the girls.
Oh, okay.
All right, what would you say? Hey, stop it. How dare you? In all seriousness, truth be told, having my choice between sucking a cock, I mean, having my cock sucked and going to jail, I'm going to pick having my cock sucked.
given a choice between going to war
he's
and having
so
my cock sucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
just so, he's so smart.
Well, if those are the 2 points. No, he's saying this is basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? What would you guys rather do?
I'd get my cock sucked.
I'd get my cock sucked on this and the upcoming scenario as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick having my cock sucked. Given a choice between going to war and having my cock sucked.
No, you were
I'm
going right.
to pick having my cock sucked.
Yes, I would.
Given a choice between fucking Heidi and having my cock sucked.
I'm confused.
Trick question.
Nice!
Nah.
So where's Must Forgive Head? Oh, you know what? This is a fictitious Heidi. It's not the Heidi you think it is.
Because his lawyers told him not to talk about the trial.
Right. He knew, like, so part of him is thinking, I might sell this tape. Part of him is thinking that he used to go, oh, that's a different Heidi. Like, why aren't you going? Heidi Fleisch, this bitch.
Wait, you mean this isn't a video diary that he keeps to himself?
Right, that he has to fix, yeah.
It's a fictitious Heidi. It's not the Heidi you think it is.
Get my bag. Get that strawberry bag.
Now, there's drugs in there, obviously.
Here, let me was on a search party. You don't see him?
Strawberry bag. It's right on the under the bed.
Mm. We're going to talk about something that's against the law.
As opposed to the other shit.
Well, he jokes about that. Something else against law.
This is called cunnilingus or fellatio. I'm not sure. One of them means I'm not a faggot. And one of them means I'm a faggot. So whichever one of them means I'm not a faggot. Oh, nothing against you faggots. I want you to like me too. But not that much.
I want you to like me too, but not that much.
Yes.
That's what they do at your premieres. They all try to blow you.
I can't help it. I'm queer.
Has everybody been having an orgasmic time?
And then Tom Sizemore flips her the finger like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm coming. I need faces.
That is my favorite part.
I like the faces, plural, faces. Not just one face.
When one girl's blowing him, another one, I don't know, is touching his balls or making out with the chick. I don't remember. But he's like, I'm going to come. I need faces. He gets on his knees. And he's like, put them in front of me. This is the time. I need faces. And they both know, yes, you need faces. We get paid for this. Now they remember what they're paid for. Now they remember.
Oh, I'm coming. I need faces.
Please, God, don't ruin this.
Right there. Okay.
I never got that, though. Like, once it's out, where do you care where it goes to at that point? Like, really?
There's some, because...
Like, seriously, I need a target.
Degrading is sexy. If I'm paying a chick money, I if she doesn't swallow, I'd throw it right
but
on her face.
But if it's out, it's out.
No,
you know
I care.
Like, it's out. It's
no,
like,
it's a bonus.
Really?
You never came on a girl's face. Try, man. Now, you're not scared to? Are you scared a little bit too? That's what's exciting too.
I've had a girl ask me to put it on her boobs.
Asked.
That's happening.
Did you hear what you said? Asked?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do the telling.
I don't care where it goes. Like, really? It can go into Kleenex for all I care.
Why even fuck a chick? Is it fun to slap him when you come in the face? I wouldn't see why.
No, I don't slap him.
Do you love him or hate him? Yeah, I don't even get it. Oh, no, you're
where
alone on that
it?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
Where to put it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't respond to this. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, I don't know. But I do say degrading is hot, no? You only have normal sex?
While it's going on, yes.
There's a microphone just to the left of you.
While it's going on, sure. I'm all for that. Whatever. I'd like to be degraded, too. So.
All right, so maybe she needs to come on your face.
Yeah, while it's going on, but like once I'm done, like... Really?
Because
like,
you're thinking of your process. Stuff is waste then. When you, is there something sexy about a chick sitting on your face and it's dripping all over your mouth because you did so good?
No, you're right. That's then.
So that's sexist of
you. But you gave me shit about that. Like when a girl tells me to put it on her boobs, which I've done that.
No,
quite a few
the way
times.
You said it, the way you said it, like I've had one ask me to put on the boobs. No, you're like, here's your, on your boobs. You didn't say I did it on your boobs.
Yeah,
you
no,
said
no,
I was
no.
asked once.
I've dated two girls that really liked it on their boobs. And I always knew. That's where it's going.
That's why you don't give it to them on their boobs. You're Ray, do you know anything?
No, apparently I don't because I gave it to them on their boobs.
No, Ray. That's what they want.
That's I know, and I
that's
gave
why
it
they don't
them.
Call you. Oh, there you go.
I gave it to them.
Be the guy that doesn't do it on the boobs.
I
Be the guy
do
that does
it
in the hair.
No, I put it on the boobs.
Right. And did that relationship work out? You guys getting married? No, it's over, isn't it, Ray?
No, the one girl I dated for quite a while.
Yeah. She respected you, I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh, motherfucker!
Yeah, what? What's she doing? He's doing.
Yeah. That's right.
Is he jerking himself off to come on their faces?
Yeah,
that's
oh,
great.
Is he really?
It's taking forever.
She's not even jerking him. By the way,
that's the worst, though. Seriously, it's a dude, like, when a chick's not getting it done, and you're like, all right, fuck it, we're here, I'm going to come out, and you got to do it yourself at the end. That sucks.
You can hear his work in Grand Theft Auto Vice City, of course.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor, Get Carter, Enemy of the State, of course, Saving Private Ryan, I said. Heat. Natural Born Killers.
Movie.
Natural Born Killers. He was a crazy detective. He was the bad motherfucker. This guy was a huge Wyatt Earp. This guy was True Romance. This guy had it the fuck all. Harley Davidson, the Marlboro Man. I love that movie. I'm being serious.
Well, if this isn't an anti-drug commercial, I don't know what is.
And lost it all, man. Lost it all. One more time.
I gotta go to trial.
Okay. Oh,
I gotta go to trial.
Fuck.
I can hear him.
I can hear him
jerking himself off.
Yeah, I can also hear his career over. Man. Man, goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, Wells.
I don't think it's over, really.
Yes.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, because they even tried, in shooting Sizemore, they tried to hook him up with, it started with he had a job, an acting job.
A terrible movie, and I'm not exaggerating, on the same scale as the one that I just did.
Yeah. So it was like, it was very, very low budget, and he couldn't even get himself out of bed for that.
Really?
So it was like, sort of like, okay, here's your last chance. Show these people that you're a pro, you know, show up for work, and that's really all you have to do, right? You know, show up for work, and then you're doing what you supposedly were born to do, right? He couldn't get himself out. He kept doing drugs. They hired someone to just shove him along. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
They hired someone to, like, an AA guy or something like that. They hired someone to be like, look, you know, just here's where he's supposed to be. And that's on top of his assistant. So, yeah, he couldn't get it together, and I think it's over. I think he's going to die within 5 years.
I think he's hanging out in a bathtub somewhere in Aberdeen, South Dakota. He's a 6-year-old dude.
Is he the tub dude or the toilet dude, right?
Actually, he's the toilet dude because now he finally found someone to love him and take care
of him. Yeah, he's like, these are water jets, right?
All right, and one last time because I can't help myself. Sexy Potato and Keith McNally.
It's not a hood when you pay for shares.
Exactly.
It's not the
That's
hood.
That's why I got money like that. That's
come in, baby girl. Don't touch it. Come here. Come here.
No,
let it go. This is not the hood. You have not been to the hood.
McNally, your girlfriend is leaving with a murderer.
She's fucking stronger than me. McNally, I swear to God, man.
You're a character.
There's no way Strawberry is stronger.
You do have this.
No way.
It's not.
It's not possible.
We should have fought. That's that way McNally can be in his first fight.
Yeah, he would have won. He would have beat Strawberry.
You know what we have to do?
Easily.
Like a bad sitcom or something. Set him up into a fake fight. And make him think, and then he'll get the confidence to be in a real fight. And then he finds out it's fake, and he deliberately kicks somebody's ass, like, don't ever fucking trick me like that. And then you find out, no, buddy, that was a real fight.
Wow, you're really writing a movie.
And then he fucks Ian instead of Ian fucking him.
Well, honestly, he could take Strawberry. Like, he really can take Strawberry. Like,
and guess what? He comes on her face. That's right. That's right, Ray. Next time you're over, by the way, Ray. I want to hear a face story. Thank you. What's the website again, Ray?
RayDeVito.net.
And the MySpace, of course?
MySpace.com/RayDeVito.
And the how to see you doing stand-up comedy is on there as well.
Yeah, I'd say check out my website, though. RayDeVito.net. Check out the schedule.
Why is it .net?
You know, because there's some real estate guy in Chicago that's got .com.
Suck edge.
I know. But you know what? If you Google my name, I come up like the first 15 things. He's
that's
like
good.
16.
You
so.
Didn't think of... never mind. I won't give away all the .coms you can do.
I know a guy. I'd rather... Yeah, I say stick with your name instead of comedian or comic.
Yeah.
I say stick
Ray
with your
DeVito.
Name. You've earned it. I do know a guy that could take care of it. He's the king of websites. Any announcements, baby?
KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Hopefully we can see you guys soon.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. KeithandTheGirl.com.